Way number 10 dealt with the relationship between a person and a teacher. Way number 11 was about people and friends. Way number 12, today's way, Pilpul Talmidim, developing an idea with students, deals with a person's relationship with students. In order to know more about life, you have to teach about life to others. In Western society, teaching is a profession. In Jewish society, teaching is a responsibility and a cause. It is a commandment to teach your children, and the Rambam adds that it is a mitzvah on every wise man in Israel to teach all students, even if they aren't his children. It is a common occurrence in religious communities that dentists, lawyers, and businessmen teach classes after working hours on a voluntary basis to fulfill this mitzvah. It isn't rocket science to understand why teaching is a responsibility. If you knew someone who was giving out R1 million, no strings attached, to anyone who asked, and you kept that information away from people who really could use the money, how wrong would that be? If a person knew the cure for cancer and he didn't want to take the time and effort to teach it over, wouldn't he be considered a murderer? If you could teach someone how to have a relationship with God, how to have a happy marriage, how to be happy and avoid depression, and you didn't have the time to share it, what excuse could you make for that? If you care about people, you need to teach them. This is why parents are always making an effort to teach their children, because they care. Teaching is not only a responsibility, it's one of the necessary means to acquire Torah. When you teach something, it forces you to understand the subject better. You find out what parts of it you're unclear about. When students ask their questions, they force you to work on those things that you couldn't explain clearly because you were missing some understanding yourself. The rabbis say, I learned a lot from my teachers and from my friends, but even more from my students. So how do you go about teaching? First, accept the need to do it and teach at every opportunity. It doesn't have to be in a class. Just tell over to your friends an idea you heard that you think is important. Don't wait until you're 100% perfect. You'll never get there. If someone asks you a question you don't know the answer to, tell them. You'll check it out with the rabbi and get back to them. Don't wait for the perfect students who are 100% ready to listen. You'll almost never find them. Good teachers tell stories, tell jokes, ask questions to involve their audience. Identify what you think people need most to know about. Get together a group of acquaintances to teach them the 48 ways. All the ways deal with ideas for living that people badly need and often don't know about. Teaching means to communicate what you know and get it into someone else's understanding. It doesn't mean to preach to them or just to entertain. Observant Jews sometimes feel they have an obligation to tell you a Devar Torah, even if they aren't really interested and you aren't really interested. That isn't teaching. Tell others something from the Torah that matters to you and that you think will matter to them. The ultimate goal of teaching is to teach in such a real fashion that students must ask their questions. That is why the way is called Pilpul Talmidim, developing an idea with students. You and your students become partners in learning. Today, every Jew knows some Torah, man or woman, has the opportunity to teach crucial ideas for living to those who know less than them. Everyone has family, friends, acquaintances who can gain from the wisdom of Torah. Think out how you can reach out to them at a Shabbat table or through a home group. Don't be put off by the fact that not everyone will be interested. The rabbis say in Pirkei Avos, stand up many students. You never know which person will take your words seriously enough to use them to the fullest extent. When you do outreach to non-observant Jews, even if many won't listen, if one person listens, you've changed his or her life forever.